Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the longest running fight show in history, 28 plus years now. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title, as I said, for better than 28 years. Today, we deliver in the world of boxing in this first hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk about the upcoming fights on HBO, what the calendar looks like. Will Showtime outdo HBO as far as the quality of fights is concerned? Hey, and what about these other networks popping up now? Starting to pop up all over the internet, little tiny networks, sort of like sub-networks, like Comcast, South, and things like that, putting on these fight cards you've never heard of from places you've never heard of. So the bottom line is there's lots of boxing on TV. You just got to look for it. There's 1,000 channels out there. There's a fight going usually 24 hours a day. If you've got all the channels, you can find your boxing on TV. And of course, if you are a boxing or a combat sports freak, you can always go to YouTube.com and get your fix there. This is your inside look into the world of boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. If you'd like to be a part of this show, I invite you, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're doing the Twitter thing. Yeah, we could tweet twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk, RINGTALK. We'll talk with KP, Kevin Perry, the writer of ringtalk.com in this next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the trumpet of the great Greg Adams in East Bay Soul.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
The man that penned this mighty tune, Emilio Castillo, joins us in about a half hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The song's called Happy About That. I'm happy about being here, folks. I hope you're happy about listening to this show. If you'd like to be part of it, you can via the toll-free phone line. When I say toll-free, that means it won't cost you a dime. In the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and there's one other country over there. I forget which one it is. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to Marianne Owen down there in Las Vegas. Of course, that fine boxing photographer that she is. And she's listening on K-Shop, KSHP, 1400 AM. Now, from Las Vegas, let's take it to the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. I bring in my main man when it comes to boxing in the southern part of California. I'm talking about KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Not much.
Okay, what about Lucas Mathias? How do you pronounce his last name exactly?
Matisse.
Matisse, okay. 32-2, 30 KOs. He wanted to be my friend on Facebook, so we're friends now. It looks like he's going to lick Mike Dallas tonight. He's 30-2, 30 KOs. Mike Dallas is 19-2, 8 KOs. Dallas doesn't have the punch, I think, or the talent to hang with Lucas. What do you think?
I think that's conventional wisdom. Dallas Jr. is I saw Dallas Jr. fight last year. I believe it was in June at Saboba Casino. It was ESPN Friday Night Fights. I think it was his second or third fight with Virgil Hunter. He looked really good. I mean, from what I've seen him on TV a few times, he seems to be playing with a lot more confidence. He's sitting down and his punches better. I think he's improved a whole lot, and I think he might give Matisse a lot of problems. The only issue with Dallas is I don't think he has that good of a chin. But Matisse, he's very good. He's a lot of...
Okay. Here's what's up. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, okay? All right? I'll take Matisse on a bet here, and you can have Dallas. I'll give you two to one on the Pepsis. How's that? You trying to say Dallas has got a shot here?
Can I get a six-pack?
We'll make it a six-pack. Oh, you want 6-1 odds? Okay, I'll give you 6-1 odds.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, you guys will go for those prices. I don't get it. You're still going to lose, but go on.
Well, conventional wisdom, obviously, Matisse, he's proven himself. But when he stepped up against guys like Devin Alexander, he did lose his Abjud. I know they were controversial losses. But he has problems with boxers, guys that can move. I think this is a 12-round fight, which definitely favors the pressure fighter. He has more time to get going. I know he's a slow starter. More time to pick up the pace as the fight goes on. And I don't know if Dallas can really make it through 12 rounds with Matisse. So obviously, Matisse is favored to win for a good reason. He's a very good fighter. But I think Dallas Jr., he's kind of being slept on. And Virgil Hunter is an excellent trainer. He works with fighters' strengths, makes them better at their strengths. He doesn't try to change what they do best. He just tries to mold what they do best and make it better.
You know what's funny is that Virgil Hunter, I remember when he was broke. I still am broke. But I remember when he was broke. Andre Ward was a skinny little kid fighting for trophies. He had Andre Ward pushing station wagons and trucks around in a Hayward shopping center parking lot for strength. I mean, that's how that's back in the day. Now they're high tech. They've got money. Of course, Andre Ward is probably, if not the best fighter pound for pound in the world, the top two or three. And, of course, he's gone on to win the Showtime Super 6 tournament. And now he was trainer of the year last year, as was Andre Ward, fighter of the year.
I think he is the best fighter pound for pound. I think he can definitely, you got to kind of put him there. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, I mean, the guy fights only once a year. I mean, how long can you hold on to the throne? I mean, I know he's undefeated, but I mean, Andre Ward's run has been pretty impressive, and he's in his prime. I think Floyd is a little bit past his prime. Floyd is the best fighter of his generation, no doubt about that. I don't know if he could say he's the best fighter pound for pound. I mean, he hasn't been fighting enough, in my opinion.
Well, on the flip side there, Ward only had one fight in 2012 as well, although it was impressive.
It was definitely impressive, even though Chad Dawson did go down in weight, but I mean, he was pretty spectacular. I mean, he fought a lot better against Dawson than people thought he was going to. I thought he was going to beat Dawson pretty decisively. Didn't think he was going to stop him, but that's what happens when guys get into their prime. They just get better, and then you see guys, they kind of level off once they start getting older. Floyd's a perfect example. He's just not the same guy. He fights with his smarts. He's the most intelligent fighter in the game. I just don't think physically he's at his peak anymore.
Okay. All right. Now, tonight, on that other the other fight on that Showtime card, Sokuk Aydin, unheard of before he fought Robert Guerrero. He was 23-0 at that point until he came into San Jose, California last July and lost a 12-round decision going away. 23-1, 17 KOs. He lost to, of course, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, the reigning WBC 147-pound title holder. He takes on Jesus Soto Carras. Decent fighter, but, you know, a little long in the tooth. 26-8-3, 17 KOs. I think Selkirk's about a 3-1 favorite here, and I wouldn't mind dropping some money if I could find a place to drop it. So, were you impressed with Selkirk against Guerrero at all?
Not really. I think he's one of those fighters. Doesn't throw enough punches. Kind of waits on opportunities too much. And I don't think he's as big of a puncher as advertised. I think a lot of those knockouts have come against opponents that I've really never heard of.
You mean guys like you and me?
Yeah, he hasn't fought too many quality opponents. I thought he fought the wrong fight against Guerrero because Guerrero was a smaller guy. I think he did put a lot of pressure on him, but it's kind of hard to win a fight when you don't throw punches.
Good.
So, and I think he was expecting that because he was a naturally bigger guy, he was going to be able to just overwhelm him with single shots. But you got to throw combinations. You can't just think you're going to land one shot and get a guy out of there. And Guerrero, although he is naturally a smaller guy, I think he really looks like a real welterweight. I mean, I was just surprised how strong he looked against Andre Berto. I mean, he fought Berto. He didn't fight Berto's fight, per se, but he outstrength the guy that's considered a naturally bigger guy. So, I mean, you got to take that into consideration. I think he's a threat at welterweight. Robert Guerrero is definitely a threat. He beat Sokuk Aydin, and he beat Berto pretty decisively. And apparently he's going to fight Mayweather. I don't know if he could beat him, but I think he's at least going to try.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's laid out the blueprint on how to beat Mayweather, though, like how he pressured Berto and how he backs these guys up against the rope and sort of mauls them and brawls them. I mean, you're not going to outbox Floyd, per se, so I think the only way to beat Floyd is to break up his rhythm. This is sort of like Roy Jones in his prime. I used to tell guys, you know, you're fighting Roy Jones, you're going out there and trying to outbox him. Don't try to outbox him. Just try to make some contact with him and throw his rhythm off so you can get him out of his game plan. Okay? And once they did get him out of his game plan, you know, his chin got exposed, and that was that. All right, let's talk about last week's fight. Mikey Garcia beats Orlando Salido. Salido, a tough guy out of Tijuana, but that's all he is double tough, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's somewhat limited, but he's one of those fighters. He gets the most out of his ability, which his ability isn't much. I mean, he throws wide punches. He takes a good shot. He's not particularly slow. He's decent speed, decent footwork. He's just defensively, he lacks a lot, but he has to fight that way to maximize his potential and his chances to win in fights. So I think that's kind of why he's so easy to hit. He has to fight that way to win because technically, skill-wise, he's just not that good.
Okay, Mikey Garcia, I mean, it didn't look like I talked to people. I thought that maybe Salido had a shot. You know, Salido, when I saw him in November or in October in Florida, he was like 150. He really looked buffed. He was 155. So obviously, to me, at least 155. So he probably had to take off 25 or 30 pounds. But Mikey Garcia, I'm not all that convinced that he's the next coming of a superstar out of Southern California. Talk to me about Mikey.
I think he's very good. He's a student of the game. What can I say? He doesn't look. He kind of reminds me a lot of not the way he fights, but from the standpoint of how people look at Danny Garcia. Just looks ordinary, but when he goes in there, he gets the job done. He's real sneaky with his punches too. I mean, some of those punches he landed, when you're watching on TV, you didn't even see the guy get hit. You just saw him go down. So he's a good counter puncher. He's not particularly fast, but he's one of those guys that you could kind of say he's got good eyes. I mean, he sees what's going on. He sees the openings, and he has the reflexes to land the punches. He's just very accurate with his shots. He doesn't take too many risks in there. I mean, he had Salido down four times, and he didn't finish him off. So I think that's the biggest fault I see in him. He's probably a little too cautious, but maybe in the gym he's been rocked by guys, and they know he probably doesn't have the best set of whiskers, so okay. He's not going to take those chances.
I got to ask you this. Now, the fight ended on an accident, supposedly because of an accidental headbutt, broke Garcia's nose. Is that the way the fight should have been ended, or should – maybe Salido have been disqualified? Or I thought it, you know, when a guy breaks a nose and he can't continue, I just, you know, I'm sort of like questionable about that. How did you see the ending of that fight?
I think if a guy's nose is broken off of, an unintentional headbutt, I was kind of questionable. I think they should have let the fight continue. I mean, I've seen guys fight with broken noses through fire.
Yeah.
I think the fact that his corner knew that his nose, or they thought his nose was broken and he knew he was way ahead, I mean, there's really no reason for him to take a risk and take any damage. And whether you think it was a cheap shot or not, the bottom line is Salido is the champion. I think he at least deserved a chance to possibly come back. I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, I think what happens nowadays is corners have the ability to lobby the officials and get their guy out of there if their guy gets injured. But it wasn't a legitimate injury where it was from a punch, it was from a headbutt. So
okay.
I think that's gave him the ability to lobby the doctor to stop the fight. Cause I think a lot of these doctors are easily influenced by a lot of factors in fights.
Okay, now give me your take on this Chris John controversy, and tell the people, tell our listeners who Chris John is.
Chris John is the WBA super, we'll put an asterisk on there, featherweight champion. He's a longtime champion. I think he has over 10 title defenses. He did have that win over Juan Manuel Marquez years ago in Indonesia. I know a lot of people say it was a robbery, but I seen the fight myself. I was one of the first boxing writer in the United States to actually write about the fight. My story on it was on the Wikipedia page. Somehow a couple years later, they removed my article and put some other guy's article on there. But he's a top champion. He was ranked number 2. He doesn't want to fight in the United States because he makes more money in Indonesia. And Salido and Garcia, they fought the number one and number 3 guys. They fought for the ring championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's fair for a guy to leapfrog the number 2 guy. He's been a champion for a long time. And now Garcia is considered the Ring Magazine champion. But he hasn't fought the number 2 guys. I don't know if I agree with their policy 100% there.
Okay, boxing is sort of like the Wall Street. Anything goes. Anyway, I got to run, Kev. All the best. You have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man. Thanks.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, you boxing fans, fights tonight on Showtime, but there is also MMA on Fox TV. That's right, UFC on Fox 6. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Best things in life are free. Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Go on.
Having been a native San Franciscan, yeah, we had our drought as far as world championships were concerned in sports, but the 49ers sort of rectified that with 5 Super Bowls in probably about 15 years in the 80s and the 90s. Now, as they're poised to go back to the Super Bowl next week, I've got to tell you that I'm concerned. Being a former San Francisco policeman, I've seen these thugs, I don't know if they came from England originally or what, or the concept came from England, but, you know, the soccer fans, when they used to tear down the stadiums after games when their guys won or their guys lost, well, we're seeing that now in America. I mean, the SFPD is bracing for violence next week. They've been bracing all along. When I was a cop working out at the Hunters Point Station in the 80s, I saw 49er fans getting beat up. I saw Giant fans getting beat up. Why? Because they were wearing 49er jackets or Giant jackets. One guy was killed. Okay? These guys are thugs. They're punks. They're cowards. Male and female. There's been some females out there doing this, throwing rocks and bricks and things like that. What are you throwing bottles at sporting events for? Why are you tearing apart parking lots? I just don't get it. This this attitude amongst sport fans that they can do whatever they want after their guys win or lose. You don't see that much in boxing, thank goodness. Okay, but you see it in all major sports across the United States and around the planet. These people live vicariously through their teams. Okay, much like, you know, those cowards that have pit bulls and fight pit bulls. Michael Vick, are you listening? Okay, those guys that live vicariously through their dogs. Well, these people are living vicariously through their sports teams. Okay, win or lose, that's where they're at on the emotion chart. Okay, and as far as beating people up afterwards, here's what's up. I think we need to come down and make a serious, serious statement as far as law enforcement is concerned here in California, across the country, maybe around the world. As far as these sports fans are concerned, there's a Giants fan from a Dodger game last year or the year before. I can't remember, which is sort of convoluted now. But it was either 2011 or 2012 where he was beaten into a state of near retardation by guys with bricks and stuff like that down there in Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine where the Dodgers play. Okay, he's permanently injured. He'll never be the guy that he was. Okay, why? He attended a giant Dodger game at Dodger Stadium. The violence has got to stop, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tonight, guess who's rocking tonight? My favorite female boxer. That's right, the world flyweight champion. It's 112 pounds, Ava Knight. Yeah, my baby, out of Chico, California. Of course, fights out of the Straightforward Boxing Club here in San Francisco, California. Now, get this. She's going to fight tonight, okay, in Chihuahua, Mexico, but she challenged the former world champion, Edgar Sosa, the male world champion, to fight her in a four-round exhibition. Yeah, go, Ava. Make them weigh in the rock. She can do it. She's an amazing young lady, both in and out of the ring, and she's physically sharp, she's attractive, and of course she's smart too. I mean, she's got it going on. She's got it going on between the ears. So I give Ava Knight all the best and good luck tonight in that world title fight down there in Chihuahua, Mexico. Looks like Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez are going to do it again, possibly, probably, in September or October. And they're talking about doing this in maybe Macau or Singapore. And I think the only reason why the promoter Bob Arum is floating these sites is that he's trying to get Las Vegas to kick in some more money. That's all. Or maybe get Jerry Jones involved. But this is probably a Las Vegas fight. It just weighs. I mean, if they want to bring it to Macau, yeah, Macau can draw. Steve Wynn's got a big arena over there, I believe, a big auditorium you can hold this fight in. And that's cool. Macau's nice, but Singapore, not so nice. Golden Boy Promotions is offered $3 million to make Nonito Donaire and Abner Morris. Of course, Morris, the king of the fouls and the low blows. And we'll see what happens. This fight might take place in May or June. Golden Boy, of course, run by Oscar De La Hoya, the sport's number one crossdresser. And, of course, top rank run by Bob Arum, an admitted felon. Yeah, you tune in, only in boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Just got an email from somebody. Said, Pedro, your handicapping last night's cards on television was outstanding. Listen, I don't want to brag or boast. Okay, but I will. I was the last ESPN boxing handicapping champion for the network. In other words, Bob Arum at Top Rank had this contest each year where members of the media, they would send out the entire fight card on a fax machine. And then you circle the guys you thought were going to win, and then you faxed it back to Lee Samuels at Top Rank. Well, when I beat Dave Koken, the famous Las Vegas handicapper, the guy you see on TV telling you, drop 50 on the Niners and minus 4 points and things like that. Of course, he's a big television celebrity down there in Sin City. When I beat him and Jack Welch, the late Jack Welch and all these guys and the guys from the East Coast, Obermeyer and these people, you know, Bob Arum said, contest over. But he did give me the $500. I'd give him props for that. He gave me $500. I thought they were going to give me a trophy. They said, instead, gave me $500. But I was the last ESPN handicapping champion before they stopped the contest. What I'm trying to tell you is, yes, pound for pound, I'm the best handicapper in boxing. Check out my picks at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com. Now, coming up, as far as MMA is concerned, of course, the UFC on Fox today. So if you're not a MMA fan, maybe you want to watch this card on Fox TV. Or you might want to tune into the Thursday night cards of MMA on Spike TV. They start at 10 p.m. Of course, that's a different company, a different brand. Bjorn Rebny, the CEO, he sold the Bellator Fighting Championships, most of it, to Viacom. So Viacom owns the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, they made their debut on Spike TV, I believe Thursday ago. Of course, drew like 1.2 million people. The first show was a hit. The second show was a hit. I'll have updates on that and the exact fights and results in hour number two here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But I challenge you, as a fight fan, to give the world of MMA a chance. You boxing fans, check out Bellator Fighting Championships. They've got tournaments going on. And that's what's sort of cool about tournaments. You've got hungry guys. I mean, they're fighting for the right to win $100,000. Guys will throw it out there. They just will. They throw it out there. So I think this tournament concept, and Bellator uses women as well. So I think Bellator's got a great concept. Check them out. The Bellator Fighting Championships, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, only on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, the man to help write this song, Mr. Emilio Castillo, a Tower of Power.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
My next guest penned this tune back in the early 1970s. It is the signature song for the band. Of course, I'm talking about Tower of Power. You are still a young man, no question about that, folks. It's hot, and he's digging it, of course. I saw a version of this on the web the other day. I haven't seen it in a long time. Check out YouTube.com. There's some great versions of Tower of Power, and you're still a young man there. Speaking of Tower of Power, as I said, my guest will be Emilio Castillo, the leader of the band. Emilio, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Pedro. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, you're from Detroit, and my man, Emmanuel Stewart, was from Detroit. Of course, Emmanuel passed away a couple of months ago, and I sort of tied the two of you together because I was in Oakland, California this week, and I was wearing my Kronk jacket, and some guy tried to take it off me when I was on International Boulevard in High Street, and I had to talk him out of it, but Oakland's still Oakland.
Still fighting in the streets, huh, Pedro?
No, I'm not. I was at El Pollo Loco. I was at El Pollo.
You were the El Pollo Loco.
Yes, exactly. I come out of El Pollo Loco, and the guy says, "Hey, man, I like that jacket." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I want that jacket." I'm like, "What are you talking about? You know, what are you talking about?" You know, and he goes, "I want the house." You know, I'm thinking he wants this jacket bad. So he was ready to take it off my back, and I sort of convinced him not to.
It's good to hear that Oakland is still Oakland.
Yeah, they listen. What can I say? You know, East 14th Street is still East 14th. They renamed it International Boulevard, but for you and me, it will always be East 14th Street, right?
That's right. That's my old stomping grounds right there by Eastmont Mall.
Yep. A Tower of Power hitting Yoshi's, Oakland, California, January 29th and 30th, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Back to Oakland, huh, Emilio?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. That wasn't your hometown. You're originally born in Detroit, as I mentioned, right?
That's correct. Okay. You know, you were talking about Emmanuel Stewart. Now, I was shocked, and I was watching a boxing match, and they sort of offhandedly said, you know, Emmanuel Stewart. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, here's what happened. He got sick, and, you know, he and I were very, very close. When I went to Detroit, I didn't stay in hotels. I stayed at his house and pocketed the money. So, I mean, I had a great time, and over the years, we've been close since probably about 1982. You saw me fighting in the amateurs. And he tried to convince me to join Kronk. And I was a cop at the time. I was getting good money, so that wasn't an option. But he and I have been tight for like 30 years. And, you know, I knew he was sick, and I heard he was sick. So I reached out to him, and he wasn't answering. Then he gave me these Twitter messages, sent me some emails on Twitter saying, I'm coming back. I'll be okay, this and that. And when all the while, other people were telling me he's dying. So I was just like, I was in tears. You know, I was emotionally torn apart. I didn't know which way to go. And then when he passed, I was at the WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization, down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Hollywood, Florida, and they asked me to do his eulogy in front of the convention, and I did that, and that was very emotional. So he was 68 years old. He was a good friend of mine. He was, of course, the man that brought us Tommy the Hitman Hearns, and, of course, was there any more welterweight? I thought that if Tommy would have went out there and tried to kill Ray Leonard, he would have killed him. But instead, he tried to go out there and box Ray Leonard, much like Marvin Hagler did. Why is it guys want to outbox such a great boxer, Emilio? Why not just go out there and, you know, go with your strengths?
You know, I always wonder the same thing, why people do what they do when they go in. I mean, you know, they sort of abandon their game plan or they play into the other guy's game plan. I don't understand it. But, you know, I mean, you know better than me. When you're in the ring, you know, you're the one that's responsible for it. So what can I say? You know, easy for me to sit outside and go, you should have done that, you know.
Yeah, I remember a trainer telling me one time, not a trainer, a guy that worked my corner for one fight. And he comes, I was sitting there, he goes, are you sure you want to continue here? I mean, that's not the most confident thing he could say between rounds. I mean, I was getting licked in the first round. I came back, and I think I stopped this guy in the third round of this fight down in, I think it was Turlock, California. And it didn't instill confidence in me. And, you know, in that corner, there's a lot going on. But at the end of the day, you're right. You're responsible for what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, plus, you know, you get in a ring with somebody with that much notoriety, even though you're Thomas Hitman Hearns, that's Sugar Ray Leonard, you know. And he's known for being cagey and crafty, and, you know, in your efforts to not fall for it, you probably play right into it, you know.
Good enough. Now, were you surprised that your boy Manny Pacquiao got face planted like that, or what?
Stunned.
Stunned.
I was completely stunned. You know, I thought there was a possibility he might lose. I know Juan Manuel Marquez is a great fighter, you know, and I know that, you know, a lot of people thought that some of those other fights were, if not wrong decisions, much closer, you know. But mm-hmm. I was stunned.
Well, you know, yeah. Emilio, now you and I know, being students of the game, that fighters have never come back from going to sleep like that. I mean, the Filipinos tried to say Roberto Duran was knocked out that way against Thomas Hearns in 84. But I was there in the first row as part of Team Duran, and Duran was trying to get up. He never went to sleep. He wasn't snoring. He was grunting, you can hear him trying to get up, and he couldn't get up, obviously. But Manny Pacquiao was snoring.
Yeah, man, I watched it several times on YouTube. I was working the night of the fight, but, man, I mean, that was a true knockout, you know. And you know what? I mean, if you don't make it back, I mean, the guy has already claimed the world, you know. And not only in boxing, but in all these other ways, you know. I mean, the guy, he's a politician, he's a Christian. I mean, he's got it going on. The guy is just exemplary.
TV star?
I mean, he's got
Manny Pacquiao cartoons over there. There was a movie that came out where he was fighting a giant crab. I mean,
He even sings. He might move into my department.
Oh, Emilio. No, he will never. Listen, Larry Braggs. Larry, can you hear me, brother Larry? You do never have to worry about Manny Pacquiao taking your job. We've got Manny Pacquiao on audio here, and we can't play because it makes me cringe. All Filipinos are into that karaoke stuff, though. You know, when you go to these bars, they're all Filipinos doing the karaoke. As far as doing the crowd, as far as bringing the machines, it's always Filipino.
Well, you know, something I learned years ago in Japan, we were up at this club called the Big Together. We were playing, and we were in the dressing room on a break, and we heard our song, Clever Girl, coming from down the street, you know? And I go, hey, listen, they're playing our record. And I lean out the door. And all of a sudden, they went to the bridge a second time. And I was like, whoa, man, that's a band. And they sounded exactly like our record. Come to find out, it was the Filipino band down the street. And they were always considered to be the best imitators.
Well, of course, you know, my buddy Steve Perry, down now, you know, hanging out with Doc in Los Angeles, California, former lead singer for Journey. They've got a Filipino guy that was on YouTube doing this thing, and that's how Journey got a hold of him.
Yeah, I saw him, and he's very good.
Okay. Speaking of very good, your buddy Brent Carter, my friend, who's been back, he was back with the band for a little three or four gigs here in California. And is that working out with you guys? You having a good time being back together just for a minute?
Well, I got to tell you, man, he brought it so heavily. We had such a great time. It was really phenomenal. And then day before yesterday, we played this thing called the NAMM Convention, and I mean, it was packed and just really phenomenal. I was really happy. And then he's telling me also that they're about to get Mo Pleasure back in their band, in Average White Band. Mm-hmm. Mo Pleasure is just phenomenal keyboard player, guitar, bass, singer, you know, producer. And so Average White Band's going back in the studio with Brent singing. So that should be a really, really great project.
Fantastic. Our guest is Emilio Castillo, folks, the leader of Tower of Power now. 45 years, Emilio, what, this August?
August 13th, it'll be 45.
Man, where are you, August? Where are you in August of 2013?
I know I'm at Yoshi's Tuesday.
Okay. Is that the way it goes in the world of music? You just, like, wake up and they sort of tell you where you're going or what?
That's the way it goes in the world of Emilio. These other guys, you ask me, you know, David Garibaldi, he can tell you where we're going to be next March 13th, you know, but not me.
Okay.
I mean, March, you know, in 2014.
Yeah, okay. All right, talk to me now. This new album, you told me like almost a year ago you laid 17 tracks down in the studio. What's happening with that?
We're going back in a couple of weeks to do some more tracks. I think I told you before, we're going to cut way more than we need. I'm probably going to cut 25 to 30 songs and pick the best 12. I'm trying to make the best record of my career, you know, and that's the Michael Jackson method, you know. He cuts way more than he needs and takes the best. So it's going to be a long process. Don't expect the CD anytime soon, but it's coming along really nicely.
Don't you try to make every album the best album? Isn't that the goal? You go into the studio and when you write these songs, isn't that what you're thinking?
Certainly you do, and certainly that's what you want, but, I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, you're going in and you're dealing with what you have at the time, and I know it's just the kind of thing, you know, for one thing, I wanted to document the band the way it is right now. I think this lineup that we have is one of the very best, and of course, you know about the various health struggles we've had. You know, we're getting up in age, and Rocco's already gotten a new liver and may need a new kidney soon. And, you know, different people, Roger Smith, gone through some stuff with his health. And, you know, I don't want to let this time pass without documenting it. So I'm just getting in there. I'm going to cut a whole bunch of tunes, finish every one of them, pick the best 12, and use the rest for a future project.
You know, I've seen different variations of the band from the conception of Tower of Power back in the late 1960s, playing places like Luther Burbank Junior High School and Balboa High School. I don't know if you remember those gigs way back in like 1970, 1969. But I've watched the band. Pardon me?
I do.
All right. I watched the band evolve from one stage to another and one form to another, and I think the current lineup is, man, that's like an undisputed heavyweight champion lineup. You guys rock. I mean, from A to Z, all 10 cylinders seem to be the best cylinders you could put forth in 2013, if not ever.
Now, you know, we're living right. You know, we're aligned with God, and he's blessed us right now, and things are just as good as they've ever been. So, you know, I give him all the glory.
Okay. What about, is there going to be any DVDs or anything with this album, or is this going to be just straight an audio album?
We're actually filming while we're recording, and so that's turning out really interesting. A lot of interviews and just a lot of, you know, off-the-cuff filming going on while we're recording the project, so it should be pretty interesting.
Okay. Now, your boy Andre Ward, our friend, of course, the boy from Oakland, California, originally born in San Francisco, but hails from Oakland, California, is the world super middleweight champion, of course, having dispatched recently the light heavyweight champion, Chad Dawson. Pound for pound, Emilio, is he the best fighter in the game?
I think he's fabulous. I mean, you know, whether he's the absolute best, whether anybody could take him, I mean, you know as well as I do, on any given night, a guy can go down. But, man, they don't come much better than him. He's fabulous.
Good enough, good enough. So life is treating you good. You sound happy, Grandpa. Tell me about the grandchild.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She just melts your heart. My little Maya Grace.
Yeah, Grandpa. I remember when your daughter got married a few years ago, and I met both your daughter and her husband several times. The gigs are, they're a nice couple, fantastic addition, and I know Grandpa is happy. I wish you the best in 2013, Emilio. I will see you, I think, Tuesday night in Oakland, California. But, man, you are the godfather of Tower of Power. You've kept this concept going. When people said you should go in other directions, you knew what the Tower of Power sound was. You stuck to it. You're original. And what can I say? It's Oakland-style soul music. It's the best soul music in the entire world, and I thank you for that, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
All the best to you. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
The great Emilio Castillo, folks. What can I say? Songwriter, singer, sax player. The man is multi-talented. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You can check out Tower of Power. In fact, I do some work for Tower of Power. I write some stuff called Pedro's Song of the Month. You can check out on the message board at towerofpower.com. Any of the info that you require as far as Tower of Power is concerned is on the website, towerofpower.com. This is Rick Stevens on lead for Tower of Power 1972. Can you please, darling,
hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We often play as high as 25 cents the game. Well, that's kind of stiff for me, but I'll take a flyer. Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
My boys, skating on thin ice.
That's Emilio Castillo there in the background vocals. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. As I said, Tower of Power at Yoshi's. Back to Oakland, baby. Yoshi's Oakland on Jack London Square. They'll be there most of this week. So if you want to check out Yoshi's or towerofpower.com, you can come to the show. We're a fantastic show. I expect I'll be there for both sets on Tuesday night. And when I tell you both sets, when you go see Tower of Power, the reason why I'm bringing this up is when they play two sets, they don't always play You're Still a Young Man twice. They never play You're Still a Young Man twice. They never play a song twice. So they'll play it once. You never know what set they're going to play it in. So that's why you go see both sets. You get to see like 2.5 hours of Tower of Power. You like walk away like with a soul vaccination. You know, no more honky-pox, a soul vaccination. Tonight, Showtime Championship Boxing. Tonight, MMA on UFC. Of course, Thursday nights, Spike TV and their presentation of the Bellator Fighting Championships. And I'm trying to convey this offer to you guys, you boxing fans, to watch some MMA. You know, you don't have to get hyped up and get all into it, you know, and get enthralled into it, but I want you to watch it. There is some beauty to this. It's not just primitive stuff. In the old days, it might have been primitive, you know, before Royce Gracie started slaying all those 300-pound guys with no time limits and things like that, okay? Maybe back then it was a little brutal, a little, you know, barbaric per se, but now it's a regulated sport, much like boxing. Regulated in the fact that, you know, guys at equal weights are fighting each other and things like that, and you've got championships now, and, you know, the world of MMA is just growing every day, although some of the numbers were not looking all that great for 2011 in the UFC. You have to realize that a lot of their stars were hurt, and when your stars are hurt, they can't fight. Such are the games, such are the risks in the world of combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is so very hard to go each and every day. As far as this show is concerned, every and every day that I do it is very, very hard to go. I love you. I respect you. I thank you so much for listening to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And if you are available, stay tuned for hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next week, peace, love, all the best. Talk to you soon.